air right now. It's just started. Let me get a quiet spot.
All right. Good Tuesday evening, everyone, and welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio, your Tuesday night edition, the Double L Show. I am one half of the show, Mark Lozier, joined by my wife, Chris. How's it going, Chris?
Fabulous.
Fabulous. Very good. All right, I was just looking in the chat room. People are still showing in, but somebody was in there talking about the heat. Yep, it's been hot again. Not 109 on this side of the country like it is over there in Texas, Sean. You keep it over there, we'll be just fine. So, and there's some more chatter going on in the chat room about this past weekend, and we can go ahead and talk about that right off the bat. But thank you, everyone. Welcome. Sit down, relax, and got a good show planned for you tonight, I think. We have Ty Sutherland as our guest from 30 Miles Out. Chris had put a link up to it earlier, but definitely want to check out his videos and all that Ty's got going on, and we'll get to him here in a little bit. So, yeah, back this past weekend, Chris and I, we got up at Zero Dark 30 to go be guests on the local radio show. So the radio show host got to be radio show guest. We did the Fishing Tidewater show with Don Lancaster. That was a lot of fun. A little different in that studio than our studio, huh, Chris?
Yeah, a little. And you
a real
can hear
studio.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
he's
the
joking.
Stomach growls. You can hear that live on the air.
Yeah, I guess my stomach decided to growl at the wrong time, and everybody in the studio looked over at me. I was not doing. I wasn't cooperating there. But anyway. So, yeah, we did that show with Don, had a lot of fun. And then we moseyed on over to Pocosin and fished with the Tidewater chapter of Howe. Had a good day on the water there. Got on a lot of, I guess everybody, they said, caught some fish that day, which was good, the vets included. So we had speckled trout, red drum, flounder. Did anybody catch a flounder? I'm not sure. I know Tommy V had some gray trout.
I thought it was a flounder.
Yeah, maybe so. I don't remember if there was or not. Broke at noon, had lunch, had some hot dogs grilled out, and then we went back on the water again. We had a good day. Chris had how many spots did that redfish you had? You had
eight spots.
Yeah, she had one with eight spots. That's the most I've seen in our area. But yeah, a lot of little reds, but we had a good time out there. Like I said, everybody caught fish. Yep, awesome day. A vet caught a flounder. So, yeah, we had our vets out there. And they caught fish.
I think that was the first event that every single person, volunteers, vet, everybody caught a fish. We had specks, reds, trout, fox, and plover. Everything was plentiful. Everybody, there was nobody there that did not catch a fish, so it was really, really cool.
Yeah, we had a good day. Wind could have laid down a little there in the afternoon, but other than that, we had a lot of fun.
That's never fun in the Tegras.
Yeah.
The wind picks up. Yeah, I always wish I was in a different boat, but it is what it is. It was a good day of fishing.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that was our Saturday. We had good
and
time out there.
I would like to add, at this particular event, I am happy to report we did not have... in the background. Sorry, had to do it. It was too good to pass up.
Joe got quiet all of a sudden.
A goat? No, she.
Sean knows the thing. He wrote. He commented on the picture that she was letting her hair grow out.
Because
these are those things I always flash.
And William,
I always flash back.
You got to pick on somebody.
I always feel bad for our new listeners and the people who podcast and don't know the joke in there, but we talked about it last week, so we'll move forward. But sorry, Joe, that was pretty good, though. Easy now.
I don't know. What are you offering, Joe? Remember, I got that fishing rod for trade.
Oh, boy. All right.
Otherwise,
with that being our last weekend's event.
Sorry.
It's going to be button night. We're going to talk about this because, well, before I forget, and I always try to mention this, is anybody who'd like to call in tonight, you got any local events, anything you'd like to let us know about, the number is 714-816-4727. You can also call in when chat with Ty when he gets on, and if you got any questions for Ty about anything going on, you know, feel free to call in. Tell us what's going on in your neck of the woods. Like I said, any local events, anything, be sure to share it with everybody here because we don't have a local neck of the woods being on the internet. So you might think wherever you are has nothing to do with us, but it does because show's on the internet and it gets podcasted by a lot of people. So be sure to share what you got going on. Speaking of going on, this weekend is the Hook, Line, and Paddle Tournament down in Fort Fisher, North Carolina. That's a great event. I fished the very first one. Haven't made it back since. I think this is the third or fourth year. I know a lot of our listeners that are going down. Seth, I believe, is going again this year. I think William's going. I know Mark Patterson and a whole bunch of the guys from the North Carolina Kayak Fishing Association will be down there. Really good event put on by the Hook, Line, and Paddle Store in Wilmington. So y'all go check that out if you kind of. I know the weekend's coming up quick, but if you didn't have any plans, it's a good event. So that's Hook, Line, and Paddle Tournament in North Carolina, Saturday, August 4th. And then what's next in the upcoming Chesapeake Bay Kayak Anglers Tournament, September 7th through the 9th. You can get all the info on that at ChesapeakeBayKayakAnglers.com. So that should be pretty good. Something we're going to talk about real quick here, though, is Chris went out today and landed us a pretty cool venue, I believe, for the, well, I don't believe, I know it is.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach, October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Well, there you have it. If you just new to the show and tuning in, then you probably don't know what a boondoggle is, but if you've been listening the last X amount of months, you definitely have heard about the boondoggle. But just for those who don't know, the boondoggle is what that little sound clip said. It's just a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together. There's no tournament, there's no fee, anything to come to the boondoggle. It's just show up and fish. It's the October 5th through the 8th, Columbus Day weekend. So you guys come on out to Virginia Beach, Tidewater area, and let's go fishing. We've got a lot of things planned. We've already got some raffles coming in. We're going to coordinate a HOW event on one of those days. So if you guys want to go fish with the Tidewater chapter of HOW and take some of our guys out and go fish, we're going to do that. We've got a lot of things going on. Mr. Rob Choi has graciously donated some of his time to show people how to do his, I'm not going to say it, but the fish rubs that he does. I don't know the exact, I know the exact term, but I'll just butch it like I do everything else that I can't pronounce properly.
Just call it a rice paper rub. Jeez.
Yeah, the rice paper rub. But he's going to put up a list of what you need material-wise, I guess rice paper, obviously, and then whatever they use, I think some kind of pencils or something. But they're definitely going to have a night set aside where Rob's going to show some people how to do that. So once you leave the boondoggle and maybe you want to try it on your own, you can go do that, you know, get some knowledge from Rob. Rob does some awesome work, and he's also donating a fish rub, rice paper rub, to the raffles. We get a Christmas card every year from him, and it's only Christmas cards that Chris frames is the ones that come from Rob, but very good stuff there. So
come on, Chad Hoover's gonna be... I can push the button.
Pete wants to push the button. Boondoggle. Yep, this year at the boondoggle.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach, October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
There you go. But what I wanted to get to about the boondoggle is any of you listening to us, anybody who wants to participate in the boondoggle, we want to have you. But we're going to need to start getting people to sign up on the yakangler.com website / boondoggle. And we need to start getting head count, and we also need to start finding out who's going to stick around for the Saturday night feast. We've got a restaurant right next to Crab Creek, the launch, that's going to probably be the one, pretty sure, going to provide our meal for us. But we need to start getting head counts and commitments so we can get the menu done and figure it all out. So we need to get people to start signing up. I know if you're sitting on the fence or whatever, we need to start getting some commitments from people. So start putting your name in the hat down there on yakangler.com/boondoggle. Tom V, your head does count twice, but we're more worried about, whoa, that's probably the worst part they say. We're more worried about your stomach because we got to know how many people we're going to feed on Saturday night. Yeah, Salty Seas on Shore Drive is going to do the event for us. Chris spoke with them today. They're very excited about having us all there. And what's Chip doing? Question marks. What are you questioning, Chip? I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, so we need to get head count.
You let me interject before he said that we're going to have options as far as food, what we want to do inside, outside. But again, they're really excited, and we're really looking forward to make this one hell of an event. I'm going on mute again because the dog is barking like crazy, but I believe we can work something out. Very, very nice people.
Well, jump in if I say something or if I missed anything, please.
Okay,
you,
I'm
going to
mute it just
today.
Because of the dog.
All right. Yeah, so, okay. So, basically, you guys got the gist of it. We need you to start signing up. We need you to start obligating. Then we're also going to have to start getting on this head count for the dinner night, so just so we can get the proper amount of food for everybody. It's going to be, I'm not sure the expense yet. It doesn't sound like much. I believe Chris said it was under... I know it's under $20, so but they're going to need, you know, like I said, we're going to need to get all that worked out and figured out. So basically, except for whatever it costs you to get here to us, that's probably about the only expense is going to be some food. But we got to feed everybody, so it's going to work out really cool. That's right, Chip, the mini rod. We got the mini rod competition. Chip brought that up a couple weeks ago, and that's something that's going to be a lot of fun. So we're going to get your small, your Snoopy rods, your Barbie pole, whatever you want to use, the Ronco pocket fisherman. And we're going to see them catch the biggest fish on that.
I want to see somebody catch something on one of those lighter fishing rods.
All right. Well, we'll have to get a couple of them. So anyway, 50-50, 50 of the money. I don't know what the paying is going to be yet to get in that mini rod competition, but 50 of it will go to the winner and the other 50 will go to Heroes on the Water. So we got a lot of stuff planned. It's going to be a great time. They've always had good events. This will be the first one in Virginia Beach, and we're looking forward to it. You guys get signed up and come join us. All right, mosey along here so we can get to our guest. He's got some music to play tonight. He's got a besides for everything else he does, Ty is also in a band, so we want to make sure we get him on stage in time. But anyway, let's do our fishing reports. We kind of gave you the gist of what's going on in our area, besides for the reds and trout and flounder. I know the sheep's head and the spadefish bite has been great at the bridge tunnel. I am not a marine biologist or a water quality guy like our friend Corey is, but there's been... people have been calling it the red tide in our area. It is not a red tide. I got it straight from the horse's mouth at DEQ. It's called a mahogany tide. So whatever shade difference that is on the color spectrum, I don't know. But basically the mahogany is nowhere near as invasive and harmful to the water as the red tide that everybody thinks it is. Besides for it just stinking a little, it really seems to have no effect on anything. There's no fish kills in it. It doesn't really deplete too much oxygen, according to Corey, until at nighttime, I guess, when all that plankton dies off, it kind of takes a little oxygen, lessens the oxygen in the water. So for everybody who's been fishing locally in the Virginia Beach area and seeing that brownish-colored stain, looks tannin almost. It looks like you're fishing in the Elizabeth River, even though you're out in the middle of the bay. Supposedly, there's nothing wrong with it, so... They're keeping their eye on it. They're monitoring it. They found it all the way over at the Eastern Shore and from Ocean View down to, well, that was right in front of Chris and I. We went to the beach on Sunday, so I guess it's going all the way down to the entrance of Lynnhaven. So, but like I said, I've been seeing it popping up on Facebook and all, everybody saying there's a red tide in Virginia Beach, but according to DEQ, it is not a red tide. So, like I said, we got the usual suspects at home in the waters, spade fish and sheep's head at the bridge. All the inlets are doing pretty well now, it seems like, with red drum, speckled trout, and flounder. So, and it's
keeper,
only going to get better.
Keeper size flounder. I heard somebody limited out on the third island, too.
It's a good paddle for us kayakers.
Well, I'm just saying, maybe if you launch from the other side.
Yeah, well, one of our call-ins tonight, they could do it in their, or last week's guest, they could get their Hobie Islanders out, and they could be over to the third island in no time. They could have been all over Pocosin the other day with the breeze that was blowing. Anyway, let's get going here. So we got our local fishing report kind of out of the way. Now we're going to go to our North Carolina report. Philip Ruckert is always been contributing every week. Philip Ruckert, who works at getoutdoors.com. Philip is Yak for Fish on most of the forums, anywhere you see him, Hook One, Bass Fishing Sites, he's all over the place. But anyway, Philip's been giving us our North Carolina report, so let's see what he's got saying here. Said that the strong southwest winds over the last week made it tough for folks to get out, but stripers deep and around structure are still around New Bern, and old red drum and tarpon still in the sound, but getting to them has been tough. Has been tough and not too safe in the kayak, he says. If you can get out, the Spanish mackerel are on the beach up to 6+ pounds and are being found within 100 yards of shore. Freshwater bite, what's he got here? Many of the local kayaks have been off with strong bite, but some largemouth are still biting deeper running crankbaits. And then here he also makes a note about the hook, line, and paddle tournament this Saturday. And the captain's meeting will be at Hook, Line, and Paddle Store in Wilmington on Friday. So there's your local, well, your Greensboro, North Carolina report. So thank you again, Philip, for sending those in every week. And that's about all I think I got for fishing reports up to the minute. We've already covered the boondoggle. So I don't think I'm missing anything. Am I missing anything, Chris?
I don't think so.
Are you in the bubble?
No, I'm here.
Right. I didn't know if you silenced out again.
But, you know,
all
just
right,
because
so,
it's so much fun, I'd like to push a button and dedicate it to Joe.
What?
It'll be a while before that gets old. Sorry.
Not for Joe. Not for Joe, I'm sure. I feel bad for everybody. All right, well, tonight's guest, Ty Sutherland, if you guys aren't familiar, you got to go check out his website. Ty is a busy man. I knew about Ty. I've heard of Ty, but after doing my research this past week here before he came on the show, he's not only a kayak angler, he doesn't only produce movies and films and fishing reports. He also does a radio show, and he also is an artist, and he also is in a band. So I don't know how he finds time to do all those things. But Ty, you still with us?
Yeah, sure.
Did you sound check on stage yet?
I'm getting a little feedback.
You there?
Yeah.
Yeah. There you are, reverb.
I can hear that too.
I'm getting an echo. Yeah.
Bad echo. Well, I don't know what to do about that. How about me? Do I have an echo?
No.
No.
Go ahead, Todd.
Yeah, you're good. Sound like you're
the musician,
Todd.
You're the musician.
Yeah, right.
Sound check. 1, 2, 3.
Mic check. That's right.
All right, well, welcome to the show, Ty. We thank you for giving up your Tuesday night before you go on stage and spending it with us.
Sure thing. Glad to be here.
Awesome. Yeah, I don't know why it's doing that. Hopefully it straightens out. Sorry, everybody, if you're hearing that. But anyway, we're gonna move on through it and take it as it is. So, Ty, like I was saying at the beginning here, you're a busy guy. I don't know where you find time to do everything that you do.
It's tough to squeeze it all in, but I make do with what I can, you know?
Right. So how long have you been doing the kayak filming thing? Because that's what we're on, a kayak fishing show. So how long have you been doing filming now?
Man, I guess it's probably been about 3.5 years I started this, where I actually turned the camera on myself and said, let's do a show. And maybe four. It's been a while. Yeah, it's been a good little while. And it's been a fun trip.
How long have you been kayak fishing? How long has that been going on?
15 years. It's been a long time since I started seeing people jump on old touring kayaks, old ocean kayaks. I mean, I had to get one. And my deal in the beginning was I always had boats, motor boats. And if I had people to go with me, I'd go on the motorboat. But if I had to go alone, I'd take a kayak. It was just more efficient. That's how it all started for me.
Very cool. Now, where are you in Texas? Because I'm learning more and more about Texas the more we've been doing this radio show. We've got listeners in there. And last week's guest, which I know you're familiar with, they're from Texas. So whereabouts for our listeners are you located in Texas?
I'm in San Antonio, considered South Texas.
South Texas.
And Daniel and them last week were from the Houston area, Southeast Texas.
Okay. And how far are you from the Salt?
I'm about... depending on what part of the city you live in, the guys that live on the south side of San Antonio are about 2 to 2.5 hours from Salt.
Okay.
So, cool. 2 to 3, depending on where you're at.
So then that brings me to the question, where did 30 miles out come from?
In the 90s, I was a recording artist, and I had a record called Ty and the Semi-Automatics. And one of the tracks on the record was 30 Miles Out. And what you hear on the show, that song, that's the track off of the record. And I had written that. I'd gone offshore in a big boat, and I was just thinking how well I felt and how good I could think offshore. And I'd gone 30 miles out, so I came back home and immediately, I can see clearly from 30 miles out. And then when I got the idea to do a show, well, it just I was like, man, I already got the theme song. Let's go.
All right. Very cool. I didn't know if you were, because last week's guest, who you know very well, they said they went as far as about 9 miles out. So I thought maybe you've been like 30 miles out in your kayak. So I was just going to chump them and say, we should have had you on first because they've only been out about 9 miles. So I didn't know.
I get that a lot. People say, you go 30 miles out in your kayak, and the way this show developed when I first started, I mean, I do a lot of bow hunting too. And I did a lot of boat fishing and I did a lot of kayak fishing, and it was just going to be an outdoor show. And I had the song 30 miles out, and I figured it just would be a great name for just kind of being in the outdoors, 30 miles out in the woods, 30 miles out in the water, whatever. And that's how it started. And as the show evolved, the focus became more and more on the kayaks. People were more interested in what I was doing in the yaks. And kayak fishing became more and more popular. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're fine. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what that was.
So it just kind of evolved into a kayak fishing show. It didn't start out that way. It started out kind of everything. And so that's how it evolved. Today I'm kayak, and I don't have a boat to my name.
I got you. We're going to get off topic maybe, but that with filming and all, and I mentioned this to you, I forget to take my camera half the time or use it or anything, but I know you and I have a mutual friend, and half of the chat room here and listeners have the same friend, but in Kayak Kevin, and I know he's always talking about how much work is in the editing, and you can go out there and film a great show, so... Do you find it the same way? That's a lot of the work in filming these kayak fishing episodes you do and all, is a lot in the editing and putting it all together?
It is. I treat it like an art form. I kind of, when I'm filming, fishing is filming.
But I can still be on the phone.
Oh, you still? You still hear me?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I can hear you. I think we got another listener chiming in at the same time. Is there another caller on the phone?
Yes, I believe we have a young lady that wanted to say something to Ty.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead. Sorry, Ty. We got our first caller. So go ahead, caller. What do you got for Ty?
Hey, Ty. You're my favorite person. I'm your number one fan. Oh, my God. I can't believe it's Ty Sutherland of the Semi-Automatics. Ty, how are you doing?
I'm fantastic. I can't believe I'm meeting my number one fan. I've been waiting so long. I've been trying to track you down.
I hope she looks better than her voice sounds.
he's already been outed in the chat room. People know right off the bat who that is.
Yeah. I love your videos, especially with the ones that you're shirtless and you're throwing your rod and your big old rod. I love it.
So tonight our call-in guest is not Daniel, but Danielle. Danielle, how's it going?
It's going well. I can't believe I'm talking to my favorite Ty Sutherland. I'm going to have to go give him a big old hug, that crazy Cajun man.
Oh, my gosh, I'm crying. I'm laughing.
For those of you who don't know, our female impersonator tonight is one of last week's guests. Daniel, what's going on, dude? You can come out of character now and say hello.
I'm sorry. I don't do that as well, but I think Efren does a better job than me. But, hey, what's up, Ty? I didn't mean to come in and crash your party, man. I just wanted to say
what's going on.
Wow. Yeah, I just wanted to come in and say hi, man. Just, root you on because you are my number one fan. I love your shows, dude.
You inspire
me.
Come on.
You're my inspiration.
Both ways.
Cool, man. I appreciate it. I love your intro song, too, man. I can sing it. I can see clearer than 30 miles out. Is that how you doing?
Oh, man.
Wow.
This is tame. It gets worse when you fish with him.
I can only imagine being underwater all day with Daniel. I don't know if I could bring him up. I don't know what it must be like.
You might have to bring a rope.
Well, Ty, I can tell you right now, and just getting started, and we got to move along because I don't want you to run out of time here. But one thing that I do know is that if you can do me a favor and make sure that next time you fish with Daniel, you look through his gear and start helping him improve and get a little better equipment on his boat. After last week's show, I'm kind of worried about the guy. He's doing all that crazy fishing, but sounds like he's out there using a bunch of Walmart gear and stuff, so I want to make sure he gets hooked up.
Yeah, we'll take care of Dan.
Very cool.
I learned it from Dan, I think.
Yeah, he's got one video where he's holding the spinning rod upside down.
Oh, God.
Oh, man, you going to bring that one up, dude? That was one of my first videos, dude. Oh, man, I deleted that one, too.
Did you ever put it, like, with really weird background noises, like maybe sheep or something?
I don't know if Daniel's got sheep.
I don't know. I'm not feeling it.
Not feeling the sheep?
Oh, man.
All right, well, stick around, Daniel. You have seen the chat room.
It's Ty's show tonight, so I just want
And I guess he's gone.
And
he hung up. That's a heck of a fan you got there, Ty. I don't know if I want fans like that, but...
Yeah, it's scary.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, very cool. All right, where were we before we had our female impersonator come on?
You were talking about sheep.
No, sheep, yeah.
Filming.
All right, Ty, real quick. I'm going to fill you in, Ty, because I don't want you to feel like you're in the dark. Then we got to get back to Ty, because that's what tonight's show is about. A couple weeks ago, we did an event inshore on some lakes in this big, huge compound, and the people that owned the compound had all kind of animals, and one of the things they had was a bunch of sheep. somebody took a picture of the sheep and then put it up on Facebook saying it was one of our fishing clan guys, his girlfriend or something, and it's just been an ongoing joke since then. So just so you get the gist of what all this sheep talk is, and all of those individuals are in the chat room now. I'm not going to call anybody's name out or anything, but so it's just been an ongoing joke with the group that we fish with here in Virginia Beach. So just to let you know.
Okay.
Anyway, so now you know what the sheep topics are. But anyway, we did have a question come up, so I'm going to go back. If anybody else has any questions, you can always call in or like put it up in the chat room. We'll make sure we try to get to every question tonight. But somebody asked in the chat room earlier, do you have a boat support crew or something, or do you just do it all on your own? How does your filming work?
I do everything myself. I film about 80%, 90% of the show with a $110 Kodak PlaySport from Walmart. Supplemental footage is from a GoPro. I do it all myself. I kick the cameras on when the action gets hot. I turn them off when it's not. And I get home and I take the SD cards out and put them in my iMac and I start creating a story. I take people from the moment kind of we wake up and go through the launch. And to me, that's all fishing. And everything, all the way to catching the fish and coming home and all the stupid stuff that happens in between. And then I try to make it flow and try to make it build. I'm a songwriter, so I kind of try to approach the episodes like a song where I make them build to a chorus, and then they kind of peter off, and then they build back up, and then they end. So that's how I do it.
Very cool. Now, we're going to talk more about filming, even though I have no desire because, like I said, I don't work a camera. But do you film every time you go out, or you go out with a goal, like, to film for such and such species or whatever the case is, or how does that work for you? Do you set a target for what you want to do, or you just kind of whatever happens that day on the water is what you're going to put together?
Yeah, if I haven't, I kind of usually it's something I haven't done in a while. We haven't fished for bull reds in a while. We haven't fished for kingfish in a while. Let's go do that, or just a genuine see something on TV. Oh, we
got
to do that. So. Whatever I'm inspired to do, that's where it starts. And I used to just film everything, but it got too expensive, so I've kind of streamlined it to bring in the cameras. And if it looks like we're going to get into fish really good, then I start kicking cameras on. And if it's just kind of a lull day, we're not really catching anything, I just don't worry about it.
All right, very cool. All right, we got questions coming now, so here goes the part of the show we're going to have to keep up with the chat room. So somebody wants to know, and this might be both of these questions maybe tie in, what editing program do you use and what software are you using? So you want to just briefly tell everybody what you're using out there. We got some inspiring filmmakers in the chat room, I think.
Well, as an artist, I've always been known for doing a whole truckload with nothing. When I did my visual art, I used a cheap big pen, and my company was called Ballpoint Pen Cajun Art. I sold 15,000 people with a cheap big pen. So I kind of approach all my art that way. When I write a song, I sit on the floor with an old acoustic. And when I do this show, I go to Walmart, pick up a cheap camera, and I sit down with a standard iMac computer that comes with iMovie in every iMac, and I just create with that. That's my palette.
Very cool. Well, there you go. So it seems like you need to – his website. We put up the link earlier, Joe, and we'll put it up again for you. Somebody was asking about your website. So we're talking about filming and upcoming things or whatever, and I want you to tell the listeners now what you and I were talking about this certain lake that you fished in, because you said you have an upcoming video that's going to be from that location, correct?
Yes. Yes, I'm about three quarters with the new episode for 30 Miles Out.
Ty was telling me about this lake that he fishes in. Now, I said lake. And how far from the salt is that lake?
Now, we're talking about inside the outer loop of San Antonio, 3 hours, 2.5, 3 hours from any salt water. This is landlocked, way inland.
And you're targeting what kind of fish in this lake?
Bull redfish.
That still blows my mind.
Yeah, we have two lakes on the south side of San Antonio that are power plant lakes that help generate power for the city. And you know how those power plant lakes, they use the lakes to cool the power plant generators or whatever.
Right.
So when it gets the water back out, it's real warm. So it's warm enough in South Texas, but in the winter, it still gets a little cold. So that keeps that water temperature warm all year. And they put tilapia in these lakes, both of these, Calaveras and Browning. And the tilapia just exploded in population because it's already subtropic down here, and then you get the warm water all year, and they can survive the winter. So you just got millions of tilapia. And then they introduced red drum, redfish. And they do real well in freshwater environments, and they stock them twice a year, and they get fat on these tilapia, and they blow up in size, and we catch them 30, 35, 38 inches.
Inside a lake 3 miles from the salt water.
3 hours.
Yeah, that's what I mentioned. I'm sorry. Yeah, 3 hours from salt water, and they're feeding on tilapia. That even makes the story even better. So it's not like they're eating crabs and mud minnows and whatever else. They're eating tilapia. Those are like the best redfish in the world. They must have like little crowns on their head or something. They're in a lake. They're eating tilapia.
They're big. They get fat quick. And, on this episode, you'll see guys fishing with surf rods off the bank, and they've got two huge marine coolers full of 35 inches.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing that. How much longer? Are you going to work on it tonight? You going to get it out soon? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I'm about three-quarters done. It'll probably be out next week. Now, there is an episode from Lake Calaveras that I did last year. At midnight, those bull reds school up. Middle of the night, and they start blowing up on bait fish, and we caught them on topwater plugs at 2 in the morning. I got it all on film. You'll see that. It's Lake Calaveras Redfish, 30milesout.com.
Well, I know you don't have the chat room up or whatever, the computer in front of you, but right now the chat room's going nuts. Everybody's loading their cars, road trip. We got everybody's ready to roll, so you're going to see influx of people flowing into your town, it seems like, tomorrow morning.
Killer.
Somebody, somebody wonder how much it costs to fish in that lake.
Oh, it's not much. There's a little park you pull into, and there's a guy that maybe takes $5 for parking or something. It's not much. Yeah, it's like a little city park or something. They have a kayak launch. Yeah, it's just like a standard lake.
Standard lake with big red drum feeding on tilapia.
Bull red drum. And I heard from a neighbor that they actually tried tarpon in that lake, but they didn't survive.
Yeah, they probably need more of a more higher salinity, I would think. But I know reds do survive. They don't need more. Well, you know that. Where are you from? Louisiana, I guess?
I'm originally from South Louisiana, yeah.
Yeah, so you know you can catch a bass and a red drum all at the same time. They don't need much.
Oh, yeah, man. Big time. They really tolerant fresh water. They don't mind it at all. And the bait that they've been killing them on out there is Yaman catfish bait.
Really?
That's a little tip. I haven't tried it in the salt yet, but somebody gave me a piece of, it looked like a piece of bubble gum. He said, break off about a three-quarter inch piece and put it on your hook. As soon as it hit the water, I caught two.
Wow.
Yep. You'll see catfish on the upcoming episode. Yep.
All right. So everybody that's packing up their cars tonight, heading your way, are going to stop and get their catfish bait.
My plan is I tied up a bunch of bucktail jigs, and I'm going to start tipping those with that Yaman crawfish catfish bait. And it's kind of like a gulp, kind of a thing.
Is it a dough, like a catfish bait, like the dough kind that you get in a jar and just ball it up and put it on the hook? Or?
No, it looks like bubble gum. It comes in strips.
Oh, okay.
You tear off
more like
a
fish bite, like the fish bite type of stuff. Okay.
Like fish bites, cool. Similar to that, yeah. But, they keep on it.
Yeah, it looks like they're trying to get a boondoggle together now for your neck of the woods. You need to come out to the boondoggle, Ty. I don't know if you were listening at the top of the show about our boondoggle coming up, but the radio show and yakangler.com sponsor sponsor two boondoggles a year. And earlier this year, we did it in Chokoloskee, Florida. And then this fall, we're going to do it in Virginia Beach. So maybe one day Maybe you can load up and come on out. Woody's coming to it, so you got to come and help Woody catch some fish.
Yeah, there's your challenge.
Now, Woody might be listening, so I'm going
to... Oh, come on, it can't be that bad. I figured he knows what a jig is now.
Jig head, yeah.
Yep.
Knows it comes in different sizes.
Woody's good. Fun. All right, so what else are you into, Ty? We got your videos that are going on. We've been putting the links up throughout the show. People have been asking, so they're familiar about your links. So what else you got going on out there?
We got something I look forward to every year called the Blue Water Kayak Classic, which is a kayak fishing kingfish cobia tournament.
I think
your
female fan there said she's going to fish in that too, I believe.
She will be, and she probably will be with me or close to me somewhere. Daniela. It's a kayak, no motor. They just started allowing AIs this year, which is what Dan fishes.
You there?
Corpus, Texas. And you can check into it at bluewaterkayakclassic.com. There's a decent payout, you know, for first place, second place, third place. But it's just a lot of fun to catch kings at the rigs with these guys. And just camaraderie is great.
Awesome. And how is that bite? It must be good if they have that classic every year at that time. So it must be on right now, huh?
Oh, man, yeah. The kings do really well down here. I mean, everybody caught a few of them last year, and some guys went to one spot and they came back saying they caught 30 and they left them biting. So, you know, they get thick in late summer. They get really thick, and they're big, you know, 3-4 footers.
Nice. Very cool. Now, is this a weight tournament?
A what kind of tournament?
Weight. I mean, you catching, killing, and bringing it back to the scales, or?
Yes, it's of length. Or the cumulative of two, I think. Like, you catch two, and they measure those, and whoever has the most inches with two fish wins. If I remember correctly.
Combined.
Go to bluewaterkayakclassic.com and read all the regs on it.
Okay. Very cool.
If anybody's interested or if anybody's coming to Texas, it's a great kayak event. Worth checking out if you're headed this way. In fact, on 30milesout.com, you can see last year part one and two of the Blue Water Kayak Classic. I've got them on film.
That's what I was just getting ready to ask you. Are you going to be filming this one also?
I will. I mean, I'm not really there to compete. I'm just there to have fun and film the episodes. I got two of them from last year, and they're just awesome, and a lot of people like them, and it's just really informative. A lot of people fishing around me that I'm getting on film and how they're catching these big kings and trolling and whatnot. It's good stuff.
Very cool. Well, everybody can find that on the 30 Miles Out thing on your website, 30 Miles Out. And then we also were talking earlier about the yak in Texas. What is that now? Tell me about that because I did not see that anywhere. What's yak in Texas?
If you go to 30milesout.com, on the left side, you'll see a button that says Watch All 30 Mile Out Episodes. And then underneath that button, you'll see one that says Yak in Texas Talk Show with Ty. That is another YouTube channel I built to pretty much answer all the questions that I got on 30 Miles Out. Because I get constant questions. How do you rig up for offshore? What kind of rigs are you using? How do you rig your yak? How do you rig your mail crate? So I just started another show called Yak in Texas. It's just chatting with me. I have people like Kayak Kevin call in, and I get him on the phone, and we just answer questions and talk about how we do all this stuff.
And when does that air?
It's all on YouTube, Yak in Texas, all one word. You can get to it through at 30milesout.com. It'll take you there. And it's just a channel with about 35 videos, and we cover everything from what we, you know, bring in the yaks to what we eat to how we rig, special guests, and it's just, I try to make it like when somebody asks me a question, I can just send them to Yak in Texas, and they can hopefully get their question answered, plus a bunch more videos to answer even more.
Very cool. All right, I'm going to change gears here because somebody was asking a question that flew by me. Oh, here it is. How many cameras do you take? I think you said earlier, well, you take two, a GoPro and your Kodak when you film?
Yeah, my general setup is a PlaySport behind me because the audio is really good on the PlaySports, and a GoPro in front of me. And then sometimes I pop those off and I do kind of, you know, I'll put them underwater, do something creative, or hold them up in the air. But my general setup is a PlaySport behind me with a little tiller handle so I can move it, and a GoPro in front of me.
Very cool.
Mark, did you see the question about which software, which editing software does he use?
Yeah, he mentioned that with the iMac, his iMovie.
Mm-hmm. Ah, Mac guy. Awesome.
Yes. And I do all the
music.
Well,
there you go.
I either record the music live or I use the GarageBand that comes in the IMAX, and I create loops and play guitar on top of the loops or whatever, just however I feel. And that's all the background music you hear is me. I do everything head to toe for the show. So it's a
fan show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of the, I'm not sure if you know who Rob DeVore is, a Bad Backcast. Are you familiar with him, Ty?
No.
Yeah, he's in our chat room. He used to have the Tuesday night slot that we're on now, but Rob has done a lot of the, he does a lot of the same stuff, and actually our music in the beginning of the show was done by Rob, and he's a garage band guy too. He said this right now on the chat room. He uses the garage band. I think that's how he put our music together at the top of the show for Chris and I, so
yeah,
he actually did the last Boondoggle. He did a video for the last Boondoggle, and he's going to be at this Boondoggle this year. We're going to have you got to come out because we're going to have like a big old pile of filming. Kevin's going to be there. Rob Choi is going to be there. Rob DeVore is going to be there. So, Ty, you just need to come out with your cameras and you need to do some East Coast filming.
That sounds good. I appreciate the offer. I'm not what's the date on that?
Columbus Day weekend.
October 5th through the 8th.
Okay, I'm gonna hit the button.
Hit the button, everybody.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach, October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
There you go.
There you go. So that's it. But, yeah, you're more than welcome. Come on out. We got a couple extra native boats laying in the backyard you're welcome to use. You don't have to worry about bringing your kayak and all this, your cameras, because we don't have any GoPros or anything. So but you ought to come out to the Boondoggle. It'll be a lot of fun. I tried to talk your female fan and her sidekick into coming out, so maybe they will. I don't know. Hey, it's funny. We might be in trouble now, Ty, because my phone's ringing and it's Woody on the other end. So I'm not going to answer that, obviously, but Woody might be tuning in. So
don't do it.
Yeah, I'm not going to answer it. I don't know. He might have been listening. We're in trouble now. There goes our boat deal for this year.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, what are you two talking about? Woody Calloway, who has been a guest on this show, is our... I always call him my boss, but he's our, so to speak, boss at Native Watercraft. And we joke, Woody, because Woody's a whitewater guy. He doesn't do much fishing, so
Mark,
we always pick
Woody's
on him. But
number?
I don't know now. Hold on. So anyway, we always joke Woody about
I'm
his.
I'm going in the bubble.
Okay. Well, how am I going to give you the number then?
Never mind. Just...
Here you go. I can't put that out on the air. I'll put it in a private message. Anyway, now we're getting sidetracked here on the show trying to bug Woody. So anyway, yeah, we always joke Woody, and we were joking him earlier in the show, and then my phone started ringing, so I might be in trouble, Ty. So tonight, besides for being on the radio show, you're getting ready to do your music thing, correct?
Yeah, that's right. I'm in the house band for Pat O'Brien's New Orleans has a location here in San Antonio on the Riverwalk. If you're ever on vacation down here, you'll see it. And we play here four nights a week or so.
Oh, so you got to come to the Boondoggle because you got to bring some hurricane mix with you.
That's what it's all about here. The red Kool-Aid, I call it. No paid hurricane.
I know about some Pat's hurricane mix, that's for sure.
Yeah, man. They red Kool-Aid.
So how'd you get to Texas from southern Louisiana? Is there a good story behind that, or we don't want to know?
I was living in Lake Charles when Katrina and Rita hit. Katrina hit, I was wore out, and then Rita hit Lake Charles, and I got real tired of it all, and I said, well, I'm going back to Texas. My parents were retired here. I'd gone to high school here, and my wife was from here, so we just said, well, let's come back. So we got blown out.
I got you. Very cool. Okay, well, we got a caller on the line now who has a question for you. Matt, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Matt, how's it going?
All right. A quick question for Ty. I don't know if you guys covered it. I might have missed it. But I was wondering what kind of camera mount he uses on his kayak for filming.
Hey, man, what's happening? I kind of make them out of PVC pipe. And I go to Walmart and pick up those little cheap, like, Targus tripods. And I take off the top part, the toggle.
Okay, yeah. I've tried that before, but I have problems with keeping the camera stable. Seems to shake around with the bottom of the PVC. I usually stick it in a Scotty mount, you know?
Yeah, stick it in a Scotty or stick it in a recessed holder, and I use tape, either duct tape or electrical tape, to tighten up the fit so it's snug.
Oh, okay, great. Oh,
yeah.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Sure thing, man. Just keep adding tape until you get a good tight fit.
Right. That'll work.
Duct tape or WD-40. If it's loose, you tape it. If it's tight, you squirt it, right?
That's right. That's right.
Well, cool.
All right, great. Thanks
anybody,
a lot, guys.
Sure thing, buddy.
Thanks for calling, Matt.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, does anyone else have any other questions? Because we're getting close to the top of our hour here, and I know Ty's got to go get on stage here in a little
Sean
bit.
Sean Russell would like to know, does Ty do much fly fishing?
I do. In a lot of the earlier episodes, you'll see us fly fishing with 11-weight rods for Jack Crevel and a lot of sight casting, potting redfish on the flats. I have a lot of TFO rods. I work with those guys, Temple Fork Outfitters, and fly fishing is a big passion of mine. It doesn't get the attention, though, that just straight-up kayak fishing does, so I don't do it as much as I used to, but I love fly casting and I love fly tying saltwater stuff.
Sean would like to know, what advice would you give a newbie to saltwater fly fishing?
Get a stable boat that'll allow you to stand up and cast long range. Something that when you stand up in it, you just feel really comfortable, something wide or with a pontoon hull or like a Freedom Hawk or something with a wide stance. And get out there and give it a shot.
Well, Sean can definitely – he's one of those Islander guys too, so he can stand up. I know that much.
Oh, okay.
Does that help? Yeah. Sean, does that help? Or maybe he wanted to know some top secret flies or something from you. Sean's in Texas also, Ty. I'm not sure what part of Texas, but he's in your state also.
He just got a TFO. I got a Mini Mag 810.
Okay.
Oh, Gator Dave just suggested, you know, a Versa board for fly fishing. I could see where that would work.
That's my choice. That's what I use. I use the VersaBoard for standing up bass fishing and fly casting on the flats. I'm all native now, so that's the palette I have to work with, and that's my choice, and I love it. You'll see some videos.
Did you try the Slayer, Ty?
I'm sorry?
Did you get to try the Slayer when Woody was out there?
No, Woody said that they're coming out, and when he gets to the point to where he can get me one, he's going to get me one, and I'm real excited about it.
Yeah, Mark and I had the opportunity to paddle the prototype. That thing is awesome. Ultra stable, wide. I mean, the seat is incredible.
Well, I can't wait to see one. I really can't.
Yeah, it's very nice. And if anybody's going to OR this weekend, you'll be able to see the Slayer in person. It'll be in the native booth at OR this coming weekend. So I believe that's where Woody is on the road driving to as it is. So any of our lucky listeners that happen to be going to OR, go stop by the native booth and be sure to tell Woody how great we talked about him on the show tonight, and check out the new Slayer. But yeah, Chris is right. That thing is, it's going to be very, very good addition to the native stable there. It's a sweet boat. So you'll enjoy it, Ty.
I'm excited about it. From what I've heard, it's fantastic. I've heard nothing but good reports.
It's been tough keeping my mouth shut since early this winter when I got to try it out for the first time. And then, like Chris said, Woody brought it to us in Virginia Beach, and it was pumping, blowing when we used it. And it was really easy to stand up in, so definitely on people's list when that comes out, go check out that Slayer boat. It's going to be pretty cool.
Well,
all right. Well, are there any more questions for Ty? We're getting close to the top of the hour. Make sure we wrap this up in an orderly fashion. Get everybody back to their Tuesday night and let Ty go do his sound check. What time do you go on stage, Ty?
About 15 minutes.
Oh yeah, So we definitely want to get you out of here. So, well, Ty, I don't see any more coming in. They're putting up your website links right now in the chat room. As I told you at the top of before the show started, don't be a stranger now. You got our number. When these videos start popping out, when you got something you want to share with the listeners and us, please, give us a call. You're always welcome on the show.
I appreciate that, and I really enjoyed it. It's nice to meet y'all, and it's good to talk to all these people.
Yeah, they seem to enjoy it a lot. Like I said, if you happen to see a bunch of cars showing up at that lake that you were talking about. And
with Virginia
license
plate.
What's that?
I said, with Virginia license plate, it's us with our posse.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bunch of Virginia plates in Texas, yeah.
you won't be able to miss us when we show up in Texas, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. Well, like I said, you got an open invitation to come out to the Boondoggle, too, in October. If you think about it and you want to jump on a plane and come to Virginia Beach, we'll make sure we get you taken care of. Love to have you out there. Maybe you can bring your girlfriend and his buddy along with you, too. I think they're still in the chat room. Yeah, they're still there.
Yeah, I'm with my girlfriend,
cool.
Daniela.
He's not going to live that one down now. Well, Ty, good luck in everything you got going on, man. You seem like a very busy person. We look forward to seeing these videos when they come out.
All right, man. Well, we've got a new one coming up, 30 miles out. It's going to be out probably next week. I should be done with it. And it's the episode with those Browning Bull Reds, so look out for it.
All right, well, we'll put it up. As soon as it comes out, we'll share it on the show here, too, so everybody that's listening, make sure they get to check it out. So. Well, very cool, Ty. Well, you go do your thing. Go knock them dead on stage. And like I said, don't be a stranger, man. Really appreciate you giving up your Tuesday to spend with us.
Will do. Nice to meet y'all, and I love the show.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Stay here, man. We'll see
you
later.
All right, guys. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
All right, everybody. Well, that was tonight's guest, and did a great job. I'm really looking forward to seeing that video. I cannot imagine a lake 3 hours from the salt water full of bull reds eating tilapia. Man, that's got to be pretty cool. Well, with that, we'll start wrapping it up. Everybody, remember to go check out the yakangler.com/boondoggle and start putting your name in the hat so we can kind of start getting a head count. It's going to creep up on us real quick. Don't forget the rest of the week. Tune in tomorrow night to Mark Wheeler's show, Landing Crew. Thursday night, Chip Gibson, and then we'll bring it back around next Monday with Redfish Chuck. Anything I'm missing, Chris? I'll make sure I thank my sponsors. I think we've thanked Native tonight enough. We put our plugs in for Native, but definitely Native Watercraft, O'Hero. You got to go check out O'Hero. Chris put up the picture. When did you put it up? Today or yesterday, Chris?
Yesterday.
Yeah, O'Hero's got a photo contest going on. And we put up the picture of Amara with that 18.5-inch flounder she caught in Rudy Inlet. So y'all go check that out. O'Hero Fishing Line. And go check out our First Landing. If you're not friends with us on Facebook, First Landing Kayak Fishing Services, go check us out. Like us. Keep up with what's going on. Kayak Fishing Radio also has a Facebook page. Go give it a like if you haven't already. And look at Tom.
Wow.
When did you catch that?
I almost, you know, I usually don't do this, Tom. My feelings are almost hurt. I even put up pictures.
Yeah, he wanted you to say she caught it during a how event. That's what he was getting at. That's right. She caught the biggest fish of everybody that day. That was a proud parent day right there. So.
And we ate good that evening, too.
Yes, we did. We ate very well. Thank you, Amara. Yeah, 2013 Texas Boondoggle. Chip's in there. Chip, the gang's all picking on you now. We're going to have to look at that lake next year. Looks like we're going to Texas maybe. We talked about going to New Orleans or down to Louisiana, so maybe it'll be the Gulf now, huh? So we'll have to talk about that one coming up. So, all right, everybody. Well, we're going to get out of here. Thank you for tuning in again. Next week, I think everything's still lined up to have Bo Beasley on, and I think you're going to want to tune in because it's a very interesting story about some public waters that somebody got arrested on drifting in their kayak here locally in Virginia on the Jackson River, but it's not just happening there. It's happening all over. People that claiming that they own the water, not only the land that's around the water. So Bo Beasley's going to be on. He's been writing extensive articles about this topic, and as far as going to the state, to the legislation and lawmakers trying to get a real feel on what the exact law is, because it's starting to get a little out of hand, all these public waters that are getting chomped up by homeowners and not letting us fish on them. So like I said, it's going to be a very interesting show. I'm going to start putting up some links later in the week as it gets closer to the articles and to the exact case that happened. But like I said, it's happened in other states, and Bo was spitting out. I wasn't aware of other states that kayak anglers and other fishermen have been getting arrested just for drifting down a river because they happen to go between somebody's land that the river happens to cross. So definitely want to tune in to that next week. But other than that, Chris, are you in the bubble?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you got quiet all of a sudden.
No, I got something to say.
Oh, go ahead.
Are you finished?
Yeah, sure.
Did you say goodnight?
No, I haven't said goodnight yet. I was getting ready to say, what do you got? So,
okay.
It's all yours.
You say goodnight.
Good night, everyone.
Remember, safety, 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 and take your children fishing. They might put dinner on the table tonight. Tight lines, everybody, no matter where you're fishing.